not even so much a loyalty. It's just I've had Verizon for so long, and I know that it generally works when I need it to. Let's put it this way. It works everywhere but my house. So it's really hard for me to want to leave. I did order SIMs from T-Mobile, but I got cold feet and backed out to stay with Verizon. My rep sent me a booster for free. So I've got that up in the house, and it's helping a ton. So I'm getting by, but it's also in the back of my mind where it's like, well, like you said, right, Verizon used to be the carrier to have. Now they're all relatively the same price, and I think AT&T is at the bottom of the barrel, and then T-Mobile and Verizon are fighting for that number one spot. But I do know that T-Mobile has been putting tons of money into their network. So, I don't know. I might grab a SIM from them and give it a shot. But, yeah. So, loyalty to Verizon for now, but I might switch. But I just pulled into work here. I got to get inside and start my week. It's already 7. I can't believe this. So I'll be clear after yours, and I'll catch up with you after work. NADDF.
Okay, just one real quick thing. T-Mobile has this thing. They'll give you 90 days completely free, unlimited, and they just load it onto your second eSIM on your phone. So you can actually have it right on the phone you own now and try back and forth. It was excellent for me to figure out it was going to work. All right, catch you later. W8FU.